Good evening, everybody. How are you tonight? Good evening. How's this thing working? Seems a little loud. Let me just turn the volume down. It is Sunday, February 13th, 2022. It's 8:10 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I do this show Sunday through Thursday. And I have a website, fakeologist.com. And fakeotube.com. That's where I post my research on the greatest, biggest, fattest, widest hoax in the history of the world, the coronavirus hoax. And I'm broadcasting at fakeologist.com/live. And you'll find links to my audio stream at fake11.com/stream1. And you'll also find links to the Fakeotube, where we are broadcasting live, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, DLive as well. I think that's everything. And so far, so good. Those platforms haven't blown us away lately. Thanks for joining in. I'm just going to go through the blog. I was going to have Mike Martins on tonight, but no response. Do not know why. He's on Gmail, so sometimes my Gmails don't go through. What I do is I'm trying to find a proper SMT server. So I think my personal fakeologist.com domain is blocked. But I'm trying to fix that because its reputation isn't that good on certain reputation services that sell their services to the big boys like Comcast and Gmail. So if you are registered on fakeologist.com with a Gmail or Comcast address or mail.com, I get those emails bounce back because they'd say your reputation is no good or I'm missing a setting. So I'm trying to resolve that. In the meantime, I tell people to get off Gmail or even Hotmail. I had issues with Frank on Hotmail. He wasn't getting his registration emails from Fakeologist Forums, which is fakeologist.com/forums2. And I told them just switch emails and that worked. So Hotmail wasn't even sending it through to the spam. They were blocking the spam. It never even got to his email box at all. So these are some of the methods they use to protect you. Of course, it ends up hurting you because you don't get a lot of emails. Now, don't forget the hottest place that I'm posting right now is fake11.com/convoy, which will bring you to this thread, the Canada Trucking Freedom Convoy 2022. It's the hottest thread on the Fakeologist forums. That's why you're not seeing a lot of blog posts, as myself and Mrs. Fakeologist, we're both posting in this thread. Mrs. Fakeologist has taken a liking, and I told her to, instead of just emailing me, her Twitter and YouTube videos, post them so others can see them, because your opinion is very valuable as well, and others will like to share with it, I'm sure. So if you haven't joined the Fakeologist forums, just go up to the top here at fakeologist.com/forums2. And right over here, it will say register. So make sure you register. And if I recognize your name, I'll likely register you right away. Otherwise, just drop me an email at ima@fakeologist.com and just tell me it's you. And I will get you going there. Now, obviously, things are happening super quickly in Kanuckistan here. I'm just looking at my email from Rebel News. Here we go. RCMP officers have severely damaged three excavators parked near the highway leading to the Kutz border blockade. As you may or may not know, I think the Alberta-United States border is completely blocked. I think there's only one border crossing from Alberta to the United States. It could be wrong. And it's totally blocked. So it says here, the RCMP officers cut the fuel lines, took the filters, and filled internal tubes with foam They also cut the battery lines and other cables inside the machines to ensure they couldn't be moved. There you go. The police are attacking these are monster trucks, excavators. And, I see. They weren't even blocking. They were on private property, so they were worried they were going to be used for the blockade. Well, that's interesting. So this is what's happening in Canada. I'll bring this up just for fun, just so we can look. Yeah, Rebel News, some people think it's controlled opposition. Well, it's fine. It could be. But we can still read some of the stories and look at them with a critical eye. There's people all over being accused of controlled opposition now. But Rebel News is still, they're not the mainstream news, at least. Well, that's good. Okay. Oh, I see these excavators.
Yeah, thank you. So I can confirm that we disabled three excavators.
Yep.
To prevent the equipment from being used in the illegal activity of the blockade.
Wow.
So they've cut this main battery cable.
Yep.
They cut this negative battery cable almost all the way through. They cut the cables on the solenoids. These would be start solenoids. And probably a glow plug solenoid. And then this control box, they've cut all the wires in it.
Wow. This is Canada, guys.
They spray foamed them shut.
Yeah.
There's a filter missing over there. And they've cut all the
this
wires
is Canada.
The solenoids there.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of them. Yeah, yeah. And then on the other side here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This is the beauty of the internet now.
Foam. Yeah, filters are missing and they're foamed shut. Yeah.
Hmm.
A few of the boys have brought out some equipment here and they parked it on private land with permission from the owner to park it here. RCMP, they had it parked in view of the within view of the highway. RCMP requested that it be moved out of view of the highway, so we've obliged them. After it was moved here, somebody sabotaged the equipment. There's wires cut, there's filters removed, spray foam put up, fuel lines. Like these things, these all three machines, they're valuable machines. And it's going to take a lot of work to put them back into order. I can't see that happening. Like there's parts missing, parts have to be replaced. There's a lot of labor that's got to go into fixing these things before these fellas can use their own equipment again.
Hey there.
Sid, it's Troy 7 Golf, calling you back.
Yep, thank you.
So I can confirm that we disabled three excavators.
Yep.
To prevent the equipment from being used in the illegal activity of the blockade.
Was there an expectation there as to how they were going to be used?
I'm not sure. I've got the answer for you. I'm not sure what other questions you might have with relative to that. I wasn't part of that that planning or the execution of that. So yep. I don't think I can comment any further than that.
Nope, it's all good. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem, Sid. Take care, buddy.
Yep, bye-bye.
Hi there, it's Corporal Savinkoff here.
Hey there, Corporal. This is Sid calling you again really quickly, if you have the time for a second.
Absolutely.
Yep. So I just wanted to confirm exactly what the damage was done by the RCMP.
The damage, the disabling?
Yeah. So we can. Yep.
Right. I don't know what we did to disable those vehicles, Sid.
Okay. But okay. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot to get that bit there last time. But you did confirm that it was you guys. But in terms of the specific damage, you're unaware.
Yeah. The specific steps that we took to disable those vehicles, I don't know.
Okay. All right. No, appreciate that. Just wanted to reconfirm. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Well, good news, everybody. Rebel News has decided to...
Isn't that crazy, eh? This is Canada. This is what's going on in Kanakistan, guys. It's, I would say, a full-out war, for sure. I've been following this all weekend, and... I am not participating in it because I work on the weekends, unfortunately, so I'm not able to go. But I know somebody here was commenting, why don't I go? A trucker. Yeah, there's lots of truckers, but I don't have the time to go, although I think what I'm doing here is just as valuable, promoting this side of the story. And you know where my bias lies. I'm definitely think it was a worthwhile thing. I definitely think that even if you might think it was instigated by the bad guys, it created a lot of positivity for the average Canadian that was seeing no hope and was feeling quite hopeless over 2 years. So you want to call it hopium, I would say it was a very positive thing. And it's still going on to an extent. They're blocking the bridge in Windsor, the Ambassador Bridge. I think they sent about 200 to 300 cops down there to break that up. And I can't keep up with every single angle to this story because the blockades are everywhere. I was down near one bridge in Ontario, near the border, and there was a bit of a convoy there. And that bridge may have been slightly delayed the traffic down near Buffalo, but overall it's just people exercising their right to demonstrate. And of course our Prime Minister of Ontario, Premier of Ontario, he says that he made all kinds of threats. Trudeau made all kinds of threats. I couldn't even keep up with all the news conferences on Friday. And I was noticing that, or realizing that last week I spent the whole week, like most Canadians, just watching the convoy and all the reports. And there was all kinds of news in the U.S. that I missed for the entire week. That's interesting that for the first week in a long time, I had not heard or paid attention to one thing that was happening in the U.S. And I had to get that information from the latest Dollar Vigilante, who's a Canadian in Mexico. And he was just saying how there's some crack pipe thing going on in the U.S. And I had no idea what he was talking about, nor really did it seem too relevant. So that just shows you that Canada really stepped up. And I don't know exactly what's happening right now. Best place, I think, to find out what's happening now is I just go to Facebook and I will look to the live stream. You can just look at the live stuff on Facebook, and most of it is Ottawa. And so if we see what's happening live right now, well, this is a past video by Pat King. Pat King is definitely the latest and greatest. What's going on here? So I follow Pat King. Wow, it doesn't look like much is happening. So let me just do a search for Ottawa and live. And let's see if anything is happening in Ottawa live right now on the Facebook. That's just one place. I guess nothing is happening live right now. That's interesting. So you can go to YouTube and see what's happening live right now. I think this should work. And there's just tons of creators right now. Ottawa. We care. But it's been quite inspiring, I would say, to say the least. Type video. Oh, here we go, live. Okay, so there is something happening live right now. Today is February 13th, so we got the right time. Let's just see who's watching what. There's 3,615 watching right now.
Yeah, that's right, because you just end up fighting the court yet. You're not watching the Super Bowl, except for a friend's son. Was in a commercial in second quarter. Wow, those commercials are millions and millions of dollars. Wow, I hope you got paid a good amount of money to be in there, right?
So this is the stuff in Ottawa. Yeah, I just realized that the Super Bowl's on now, so I'm now competing apparently with Eminem. So let me just say shout out to all you guys that showed up to my little humble podcast, and I appreciate that, of course. I'll just go through the beginning here and say hi to Bad Saturday, Lost Spider Phallus, Skate and Destroy. Hi, guys. Who else we got here tonight? Tunax, hello. Yeah, definitely state vandalism. Dirty Benny, hello. Dirty Benny is the top poster over at Fakeologist Forums. I'll try and highlight one post from Dirty Benny every single show if I can, because he spends a lot of time over there. And I will do so to encourage other people to go there. So hello, guys. How you doing? Okay, there we go. That's pretty much everyone tonight. I'm going to put the show title on here. It's Sunday, February 13th, 2022. I asked Mike. Yeah, I told you Mike in the night. Oh, wait, he just buzzed in. Oh, he said he slept in. Well, you know what? I'm going to send him a link, and if he joins in, he joins in, because I like the guy. Okay, he just sent me a link, which is why I tell you to join now. So I'm going to tell him to join now. Should have started earlier. Well, I like Mike in the Night. He is another fellow Canadian, and he gets it. Let me, in case he died, I don't expect him to come in, but if he does, then I'll just interrupt what I was doing and talk about it. Well, let's go over to the forums now. And what you can do is you go to Board Index here. And then Elite Gender Inversion, where Dirty Benny likes to hang out. So then you can go here. So this is the latest post. So you just click here. And Dirty Benny's latest is... Let's just read a bit of his stuff, because I like his stuff a lot. And if you like a post, you can just click this thumbs up button. It's thumbs down now because I already thumbs up it. And fully vaccinated Brazilian model Valentina Bosgarden. Now, it's probably a phony person. I don't know. I'm just guessing. If they're high, I don't know Brazil. I don't speak Portuguese. Mike speaks Portuguese if he joins. But of course, it's probably a phony story because we have 18 is Kai, which I believe Miles Mathis talks about. That's a hoax code. Valentina, well, I think you know what day it is tomorrow, don't you? Anybody with someone who has to buy flowers or chocolates for? And then we have the story. Fully vaccinated Brazilian model tragically dies, aged 18, after suffering COVID complications, according to her mother. She was in good health. She took two doses of Pfizer, died on 1-9 COVID-19 after being hospitalized in Sao Paulo. She was a Ford model, blah, blah, blah. She suffered a thrombosis and pneumonia when she fell ill with coronavirus. Right, sure, okay. Her mom is a TV presenter. Oh, also a model and actress, so she's part of the media. Okay. She revealed the news of her daughter's tragic death. And then we get some plugs for some modeling for some customers, which is completely irrelevant to the story, but I guess it makes it more real to the average person. She has her own YouTube channel, and she got the recommended dose. And most like, and very androgyne looking, as Dirty Benny mentions. Definitely looks like a guy. Yeah. So, it's probably a phony person, but in the meantime, they ham it up to look like a guy. And that's, of course, the look they want. That's an interesting lower torso structure. I don't remember all the things you're supposed to look for with androgynes, but I think Dirty Benny makes the point quite well, as he usually does. But I go right to the top of Fakeology and just say this is probably a phony story from the get-go. But they mix in all their hoax codes that I just mentioned. Valentine's Day, Kai, the number 18. They mix in the vaccine. And they say it's coronavirus. Everything is so mashed in and melted right now. It's they just throw everything in except the kitchen sink into the stories. But there's your everything in one story. It's got EGI, it's got coronavirus, it's got the media personality contributing their child. or contributing maybe their phony child. That's probably pictures of the woman when she was younger, just photoshopped a little bit. There's no way to prove any of that. Any of that. So there you go. So I'll just check my email now. Okay. So much coming in right now. So much coming into my email box. It takes a ton of work to tame my email box. Let me tell you. And I'm doing correspondence to try and get the email blast worked out. It's crazy. So, oh boy. Let's go back to the blog now. Now, this story, I'm all over the place tonight, guys. I got an interesting email from one of Northern Tracy's friends named John. He was listening to my show, I believe, last Thursday with Northern Tracy. And he was talking about bovine tuberculosis. So with his permission, I just reprinted his email where he goes into that whole story. And I think trains were part of our conversation. So he has a little bit of train information in there. He talks about his visit to the supermarket and he writes this huge letter to the president to try and get this person to make sense of the BS bull pucky reasoning for not letting him in. It just seems like a waste of time to argue with these CEOs, these BlackRock disciples, because it's nothing to do with the virus. There's no way you can reason with an unreasonable situation. And it really goes right down to this discussed here in the Dollar Vigilante. This is a huge one, an hour and a half. You got to treat his videos like movies now. You got to book all kinds of time. Grab one video out of his video. And this was allegedly, this is a BlackRock executive, David Dowd, or Edward Dowd, former executive. And this is what this whole pandemic law system is all about. This is why you saw military tanks clearing out the protesters today in Windsor, where the border is with the United States and Kanakistan here. You see military tanks. I think there are military Humvees also on the streets of Washington, D.C. right now. To me, this is the only really scary stuff, because this is sort of unprecedented in modern times, the collapse of our monetary system. It's way more, if it's not scary, it's way more uncertain, let's put it that way, than any phony virus. So listen to what this guy has to say.
Bubble, is that its peak?
Start it again.
The global debt bubble, is that its peak? And it's becoming apparent, given what's going on across the globe, that we're at the end. And due to that fact, we're going to see lots of crazy things in the financial markets. I think we're going to see the credit markets become unhinged, the equity markets become unhinged. The Fed got a reprieve from COVID when they were able to, the cover of COVID, print 65% more money to keep this thing afloat. But we're at the end days here. And a lot of what you're seeing in the response from global governments is what I believe is setting up a system to, under the guise of medical tyranny, to prevent the riots that are going to ensue once this thing all unwinds. That's my personal belief, and I watch what people do, know what they say.
Yeah. So even the trucker convoy, I guess what they're doing is a bit of practice. They're dry runs. They're practice, because if the money system collapses, if they start taking property from people, if they start making life extremely difficult because they confiscate money, they're going to need severe lockdown measures to control people. They're going to need the streets evacuated. They're going to need complete control over people's movements. They're going to need them to get used to checkpoints so they can't move around. Yeah, they're really going to need there. That's why they need a lockdown society. That's why you've got the lockdown training. I don't even think they'll pretend it's a virus at that point. I think they'll just, because people will be conditioned and maybe they'll get all their rioting out of their system with the coronavirus hoax at this time. by the time the financial system is brought to its knees and people are given their financial rations and their social credit and their green credit and their financial credit and their health scores and their social credit, all these things are going to be packed into a life passport, whatever you want to call it. As soon as those people get used to, as soon as people, they'll be trained and prepared for all this, that the authorities will be ready. Elections will be suspended. I just see all that happening. And that what he just said, is really, I think, the right thing. And because I can't even keep up with all my sources, I have hundreds and thousands of sources now that I look into, and I try and bring the best to you on fakeologist.com/blog. I must have missed this post. This post was on a blog called Currency Something or Other. I'll click to it. New World Order Magic, a Faux Pandemic and a Very Real Financial Collapse. This is from March of 2020 by Anthony Migchels, whoever he is, and his blog is realcurrencies.wordpress.com. Pretty interesting, actually. Supporting people in the Commonwealth and resisting the money power by defeating usury. If you want to follow his blog, I'm finding that I'm using email, like I said, more and more and more. I'm subscribing to a lot of blogs by email and Substacks by email. I'm getting so many emails, I'm going to have to start sorting them out. I often use the feeds, so he's got his feeds, which is very smart on this. But here you go, coronavirus. So this is from March 18th, 2020, a week after the pandemic was the simulation began. And let nobody tell you the current financial meltdown is about the coronavirus. The collapse began September 27th of 2019 when the repo market's interest rates spiked to 10%. That's a sign they stopped lending to each other, like in the 2008 crisis and spiking LIBOR rates. And the Fed had to restart bailing out the banks on the repo market every night. They haven't lent to each other since. The Fed has also been monetizing most of the massive Trump deficit. Nobody else is buying treasuries. And he says, meanwhile, there is no pandemic. A handful of oldies are dying of what's looking like a nasty flu. No, that part, I disagree with him. That part is the new flu vaccine they gave out in 2019. That's where the nasty flu comes from, the flu shot. That would always work. And referring back to Dollar Vigilante here, he also has it completely right. I'll just go to his post. Jeff, for all he promotes his...
Actually, right, that's what they do. That's been a lot of what this is all about. You know,
for all he promotes his walk and talks, he really has a handle on what's going on.
Those swabs to put down to your brain to see if you've got the COVIDs. What do? They take your identification and they put you into a system. They've actually got your DNA now.
Yo, what is the real purpose of the PCR test?
I don't really agree with what she just said, but let me just skip forward to what he's talking about, the shots, what they're for.
And what was it? PCR test.
Oh, I wanted to play this part. This is good.
The whole AIDS HIV thing. It was the exact same scan.
A significant number of them have what looks like a syndrome that's identical to AIDS syndrome. That tells you that it's quite possible that just intimate contact outside of the sexual contact blood transmission route is a possible mechanism whereby this disease can be transmitted.
They would say, oh, there's something going to kill everybody if you have sex. Depopulation agenda. It's all so obvious. And go get a test. And what was it? PCR test. Same thing. And they find something called HIV, which has nothing to do with anything. It's just like the COVID-SARS-2. It's a computer model genetic sequence. It has nothing to do with if you're sick or going to be sick or anything. But if you used to, you know, a lot of people would go for the tests. And if they got the tests, sometimes they come back and say, you got the HIV. and they'd be devastated and cry and think they're going to die. And that alone almost kills most people.
Yeah.
But then Dr. Frautzi gives them, I think it was AZT, which kills them.
Well, the reason that only one drug has been made available, AZT, because it's the only drug that thus far has been shown in scientifically controlled trials to be safe and effective. It isn't the question of there are a lot of drugs around and only one is being released. That's the only one that has been shown to be effective.
It's the exact same scam now. And I've been calling it COVID since the start. And they're actually turning it into COVIDs now. Now there's VAIDs, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency, which basically means the vaccine destroyed your immune system. And now they're saying there's a big outbreak of AIDS. Where did that come from? Like, I haven't heard about AIDS since the 1990s. Like, Magic Johnson, the most famous guy who has AIDS, has looked great the entire time. He was just out the other night with Gavin Newsom watching a football game. And what did I say? 2 years ago, before they even talked about vaccines, that the vaccines we use to kill everyone, because that's what they always do.
So guess what Canada just came out with? Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually, I actually watched this guy. I can't remember where I used to see him. I don't know if he's on Instagram or TikTok. That's what I mean. It's hard to follow, but this guy's actually pretty good. Yeah, so this COVID, that's why I call it COVID. I think it's the absolute best explanation. This is just AIDS 2.0. It's the same playbook, the same PCR test that doesn't test for anything other than protein sequencing that they say is a profile of a virus, which is all in silico on the computer. And then it's easy to match because they're only matching one or two or three proteins all lined up and almost everyone has it. So they just take your profile. If they don't like you, they give you the positive version of the test and then they treat you and the treatment is what kills you. And then you get written down as a statistic. It's pretty devious, pretty disgusting, pretty terrible. It's pretty amazing, actually. Amazing that so many people fall for this. It's sad. But it works, and that's why they do it. That's why they do it, because it works, people. And I agree with Jeff. This is depopulation. This is crazy. This is unprecedented. That's where the fear is for moi. That's what I'm worried about. If you have to worry about anything, you just worry about what they're going to do when they collapse this whole sucker. It's pretty harsh, pretty hardcore. Well, most of everyone tonight is on YouTube, one Twitter, one D Live, or one Twitch, one D Live. So make sure all you guys, if you want to make sure you see my old videos, or if you want a notification from my service, it's fakotube.com. See, nobody's on Fakotube tonight. So that sucks. Now, what else am I looking at? Let me just switch to the next post, because one thing I know people like to do is to skip around. Now, I put this on FakoTube. This is the embalmer. I heard this morning. Now, again, not sure if it's a real story. It's possible. I guess the best way to verify some of this stuff is to call around to your local funeral homes and try and get in touch with an embalmer. And I know Steve Kirsch is a virus hugger. That's fine. But he's still exposing a lot of stuff. So I still go to his Substack. But take a listen to this. This was a really good interview.
Hi, I'm Steve Kirsch. I'm head of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation. And I'm here with Anna Foster. Anna Foster.
One thing about Steve, he's pushing hard against vaccines. It seems like he's coming to the conclusion, or has come to the conclusion, that all vaccines are unsafe and either hurt you or do nothing or kill you. And you wonder, okay, what's his angle? And I think it is he's going to sell the treatment that's not a vaccine, because he still thinks the virus is real, COVID is real. He still believes in the contagion myth, I think. So I'm guessing that's what his angle is to get rid of the injectables and bring in whatever pharmaceutical he has to sell, or he has his hands in. That's just a guess. But that doesn't stop me from watching him and interviewing some of these people. And this story is just ridiculously hard to believe. But if they are putting in graphene oxide or other experimental goo into your system, and it's causing incredible clotting. And I actually called it, or he actually mentioned it as, or she actually mentioned it, this embalmer here. He said it has the thickness of calamari, which is really super thick. It's so thick that, as she put here, or she mentioned here, she can't drain the blood out of the bodies to empty them, evacuate them, so she can pump them back up with formaldehyde, which incidentally Frank was saying is the second one of two of the most deadly things known to man, mercury and formaldehyde. But watch a bit of this and see, just evaluate it for yourself. Do you think she's real? I just thought it was worth putting on FakeO2 for sure.
Sir is an embalmer. And Anna, how long have you been embalming for? How many years?
11 years.
11 years. And Anna is located in, is it Carrollton or Carlton?
Yes, Carrollton.
Carrollton, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And you've got a practice there. And you'll, like, how many people will you embalm in an average year?
With the trade services as well that I do, probably 200.
200. Okay. All right. So it's a pretty good, it's a one, kind of almost like one a day sort of thing. So some days I would imagine you get several cases, and other days you don't get anything.
And then, right, exactly. It's just a small plant.
And you see all sorts of, anybody who dies basically is sort of fair game here. It's not like you're only seeing old people or only seeing young people.
Correct.
Okay. So what you told me before the call is that you started seeing these weird clot formations that we've talked about, that other embalmers have seen, and you started them seeing them 8 months ago, which would be, since it's now February, so that'd be like the middle of last year is when you started noticing them. But I know I've talked to other embalmers and saying that they started seeing them in January, but you started seeing them, you know, essentially at May or June of last year.
Yes, and that's what I can pinpoint. That's the closest I can.
Anyway, it's crazy stuff. Let me go forward.
Herd immunity has now been redefined to be 100% vaccination, and then you get boosted every 3 or 4 months would be herd immunity. And even then, we won't have herd immunity because the virus will mutate and it won't go away. And so there's no such thing as herd immunity, but they won't tell you that because...
Quite a good interview, because she was talking also about telling this to her husband and her adult children and how they just didn't want to hear it. There was a lot of discussion about cognitive dissonance, and actually it was a really surprising interview. Sometimes you start off super skeptical about these interviews, but there was really nothing to tip me off that this is a phony baloney person. This is on the heels of Steve Kirsch's other interview to another embalmer who sounded realistic to me. So it's really interesting. People, and I've said this before, they're told that this vaccine is to help them and to save their lives. So there's almost nothing that can convince them that this vaccine is hurting, damaging, or killing people. There's nothing they can be told. It is the highest form of cognitive dissonance you've ever seen. And I guess it's because the message of safe and effective, it's so subconsciously drummed in that people just can't get by it. Just amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Let me just see if I can find it here.
Very good point.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of these things, like, you'd want to know what you, and you know, the other thing is that people say, oh, well, you know, if you're frail and you have multiple risk factors, then you should get the vaccine because you want to be protected from COVID. But the problem with that is that the people that are most likely to be killed are the those people who are the most frail with
a long, long, long night. I mean, yeah. It's so. I'm sorry, I just keep rambling and talking.
Yeah, no, it's
because he said I'd kind of forgotten I had done that, and I said yeah, because you know I was telling him about it, and then he saw the same thing.
And go to Steve Kirsch. I didn't put the original link because it's again, I get lazy, but go to Steve Kirsch's Rumble channel. That's where he puts all his stuff. Got tons of videos. Go to his Substack, stevekirsch.substack.com. Definitely worth a read. Definitely worth checking out. And that's why I posted it. Sometimes I'm not going to post all his work, but just occasionally some stuff I'll put on there just to draw to your attention so you can take a look. Definitely take a look. Going backwards, we got FAC 1033, Rick and Rollo. Lots of comments on that. Rollo usually reads the comments on his show when he's not too drunk. Now, people always ask me, why are two non-type fakeologists on the show? Well, like Rollo and I go way back. He was a big fan of the original site here at fakeologist.com. Well, that is one of the reasons why he comes on here. Clive said, shocked that fakeologists are even discussing this crap. And playing a song with Let's Go Brandon, is this realologist? Yes, it is. The race crap is clearly engineered. We all know why this is so. Why is it even being discussed? So, yeah, okay, that's fair. All comments are welcome. I don't mind criticism whatsoever. So it's fine. And Gordon says, why wasn't Golden Skidmark allowed to speak? He is allowed to speak. Of course, everyone's allowed to speak. Just some people talk over other people more than others, including myself. I'm fully aware of that. John LeBon, a big fan of the show. He pipes in all the time, and he makes a comment here. Obviously, he is a big fan of this show, so he listens quite a bit. So you can read his comments. All these comments you can read. If you go to the top of this broadcast or this webpage here, fakeologist.com/blog, you can click on latest comments. And that'll keep you up to date with the latest comments that are left on the blog. We got Gordon, Clive, so you can just go through and easily just shoot right to them. And Unreal was listening to this broadcast or last week. Says, I can't believe it's been a week. He made a comment here. Made it an hour into this radio show. Must say it was disappointing. Okay, not a super call by any means. I guess I labeled it super call. A show full of such excellent, thank you. Saying nothing all while talking so eloquently. We said nothing? Okay. It really boggles the mind to hear Ab praise JLB and IPS for their great research as none of them have contributed any thorough article or paper that ever moved the needle in any direction. Well, you know, I'm going to disagree. I think both these guys, they do a lot of research, and they are able to talk about it in an intelligent way. And I'm actually a listener more than a reader when it comes to truth. So for my money, and I don't send anything to JLB, and I think I send $2 a month to IPS. I should send something to JLB because he lives off this stuff. So I probably should because he contributes to mine. So, but for sure, they both contribute quite a bit, in my opinion. Both may be good at stirring up some form of noteworthiness, but really suck at providing their own theories and research. At least Ab never claims to be a, click on here, never claims to be a researcher, I think it says. Where is it here? Yeah, I never claimed to be a researcher. Too bad he seems convinced these two alternative media whores ever did anything by themselves except striving for popularity, talking in circles and asking for support. So that's quite a thorough review. I'll give you credit. I'll definitely give you credit, Mr. Unreal. I like Unreal. He He's a very critical thinker, and I'll give you, oh, he got a plus two on the post. Somebody gave him a, I'll give him one. Here's a plus three. So three people like his comment there. Oh, that's funny. That's okay. Any criticism is welcome criticism, even if it seems negative. It doesn't bother me at all, because the opposite of love is indifference, not hate. For sure. So that is the Rick and Rollo show. Highly recommend it. And before that, Graphene Lemming did a solo show, FAC 1032. That's another good show. And he was talking about the convoy. I'll just skip forward a bit.
I don't read the newspaper, but when I go to the grocery store and look through it, you know, if there's a mention, it's buried somewhere. And not giving it any publicity. Old Joe Biden is backing off some of his mandates, and the governors are starting to back off too here in the United States. To be seen is whether this is just a tactical retreat. You know, it's hard to say here. Gutsiness of those truckers from Canada is amazing.
So Graphene Oxide, he liked the show. So thank you very much. You're allowed to do that. You go to fake11.com/Discord. You can join our Discord and join the audio chat. You will be recorded. So highly recommend you do that. You want to take a peek and record your own audio. What else we got here? There's just so much. If you want to really keep up with the convoy, it's fake11.com/convoy. That's where you can take a peek at our fakeologist forums. It's underneath the coronavirus hoax. Notice how I changed the title to 2020 to 2030. Yeah, it's going to go on. You're not out of it yet. And then we got the trucking forum, and you can go to the last page here, the 12th page, 12 pages of stuff. And this is a news conference that I really liked. Also on Rumble. By the way, Rumble is really fast compared to YouTube now. They obviously have some money, but this was a really good news conference. Again, this isn't a lot of fakeologists. This is just our country being turned upside down over a hoax. So I think that's why I cover it quite a bit. I hope you don't mind. I can't get enough of it. And there seem like a few people trying to step up and help.
Right on. And seeing the hope in people's
face. I just want to find a
these people you may need to be in Ottawa.
I thought this was a good speech right about here.
Unfortunate experience.
This,
yes,
this doctor was pretty good.
Single life. These are not statistics. They're not zeros and percentages. The scale of death that's been happening in this country as a result of these of government playing medicine is an order of magnitude never, ever seen before. It is utterly inexcusable, and it makes me madder than hell as a physician to see the rights of physicians trampled on so mercilessly. As Randy said, we have to be enormously grateful to truckers of all people, guys with dirty fingernails, said respectfully.
I keep my fingernails clean.
At this momentous time, where medicine and law and media and the church in particular have failed in their duty to lead the population through this and to oppose these draconian measures, none of which have any real support. In fact, the measures that have been used, I could say quite bluntly, have not only not worked, but they've made a situation infinitely worse. We would have been through with this mess 6 months ago, a year and 6 months ago, if it had been treated with common sense, like we've all done with previous flu epidemics, of which this really is not materially different. Instead, we have politics playing medicine, and that's what's got us into this awful mess. COVID is, in a very real sense, a fortunate experience. Yes, tragically, people have died, many unnecessarily because of the denial of access to early treatment. But we needed a focus. We needed the point of the spear sticking at us, saying, finally, Canada, wake up. You're losing freedoms that you fought for so determinedly for years, for decades. And now is the time to rise up. And that's why we have to thank the truckers for leading us.
All right. So take a look at that. There's a lot of this stuff is what I put a lot of this stuff on. I got Twitter videos. Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Government of Canada put a fence around the Veterans War Memorial here in the middle of the night, like the cowards that they are, right? 6 days after the alleged incident here, on a Friday morning at 2:30 in the morning, for their little optics, you know, because all the dangerous terrorist insurrectionists here, right, everybody, right? So I've been here, a bunch of the veterans have been here, looking after the grounds here. And I personally have heard from 50 Ottawa residences that have told me that the grounds have never looked this good. Why are these grounds not spotless? And where is the honor guard?
There you go. So more organic reporting. I think it's real reporting for sure. And the mainstream media, the legacy media, no longer the mainstream media. It's the legacy. Legacy means old, out of the way, past tense. Here's some pictures of some of the army type vehicles, the massive war type vehicles. The man's like he's riding into war here. This is at the Windsor Bridge. Machine gunner on top of an armored truck. This is Canada. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But just these are big times here, guys. Big times. At least 500 cops, I would say, today at the bridge.
I'm begging you to do the right thing. And I know you don't want to do this. Sir, I know you don't want to do this. I know you're being forced to do this.
They do want to do it. That's why they signed up for it. I don't know why it's so hard to believe that someone wants to do their job. They're getting paid six figures. Our cops make six figures in Kanuckistan. You know, a lot of counties in the United States, they don't pay that kind of money for cops. But yeah, that's, we do.
My name is Ed Grenier, and I currently live in Bancroft, Ontario. First and foremost, I'm a proud Canadian. I'm also a husband, a father, and a grandfather. As of this week, according to Trudeau, I am now a radical, misogynistic, sexist, racist extremist. And what is my crime? I attended a peaceful rally in Ottawa. I'm also a retired member of the OPP with 33 years of combined policing experience. Last year, Doug Ford passed legislation to give police extreme powers.
Anyway, that's hard to hear, but you get the handle on that. Getting back to that New World Order from realcurrencies.wordpress.com, make sure you read this article. It's pretty good. He really goes through the whole what's going on. What is he saying here? While they're utterly annihilating the world economy, people are begging Big Brother to please ground them and have the army enforce a lockdown and do more to stop the virus. Resistance is forestalled as people coming together is outlawed because corona. In Austria, it's actually illegal since Monday to meet with more than five at a time. Yeah, don't forget, this is from 2 years ago. But the conclusion is still correct. Make no mistake, whatsoever, this is the New World Order's long-awaited big push. As we have been analyzing very extensively both of these pages and elsewhere, the U.S. Empire is not the New World Order. America and the U.S. Empire were created to conquer the world for them, and now that they have, they can go. 10 years, and that's why they're going to collapse the U.S. 10 years from now, the West will be unrecognizable, not a shadow of its former self. America will soon start retreating from Europe, being the old continent to Russian control. Interesting. Agenda 2030 and its far-reaching social engineering goals, including the end of private land holdings, will be called for by the masses everywhere. Isn't that interesting? They're going to make the people want communitarianism. The bank is planning to foreclose on the entire West in the decade ahead. Yikes. The issue that has swept through the ages, that of the people versus the banks, will have to be faced now. People versus the banks will be faced now. And wow, that's quite a post. This article, here's a comment. This short article put everything into perspective for me. I was confused by the obvious deliberate mill of rumors. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Lots of stuff here. Google 33 coronavirus. Yeah, that is from a couple of years ago. I remember that now. Boy, it's really going back in time. Yeah, martial law for sure. Yeah, it's a banker war, no doubt. Using pandemic laws. That is definitely my conclusion. It's 2 years later. I don't know if it's going to help knowing all that. Here's the New Zealand protest that was inspired. These guys do different things with their arms and hands. I don't know if that's the native dance they're doing. They look like native guys. Kind of intimidating, this dance. The tongue comes out. Let's see how long they last down there. Let's see how long. Here's another good little video. Tons of videos, guys. I put them up as fast as I can. This is a paramedic in Ottawa.
Depending on what was happening, yeah, often I would just inquire, just as like, hey, just out of curiosity, are you vaccinated? And then they'd say yes. Then I would dig into it a little bit more. But after they started to introduce it into the general public, pretty much every patient for months and months and months would say, hey, I just received my vaccine X number of days ago, and this started happening, rashes, neurological issues. Women were having, like, after their first menstruational cycle, they were having severe pain, right? Weird bleeding, abdominal issues. I think I mentioned neurological problems, right? Like weird jerking sensation.
Yeah, we talked about this with Tiago, who is a paramedic, has paramedic friends. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a paramedic now to try and figure out what's going on. Well, you know, they know what's going on, but try and explain that to the doctors. By the way, if you want to get this shorts.fakeologist.com blog, you can type your email in here. I do allow email subscriptions to that. David Whitehead has Cult of the Medics. I'm going to try and watch that series. He's on Rumble as well. I think he has a website, Cult of the Medics. Let's try and watch that. Cult of the Medics. Or something there around. Cult of the Medics. He's put a lot of work into this. You should, he's on chapter 6, apparently. What is Cult of the Medics?
My next guest now. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Sonia. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, fantastically so. Everybody, it's David Whitehead, also known as the Truth Warrior. Are you in Canada at the moment, David? Is that where you are?
Yes, I'm in British Columbia, Canada, or right, as I like to call it, Chinada. But yeah.
Listen, I was introduced to your work by a viewer, Vanessa, And she said, I really would love you to bring David on. He's absolutely brilliant. I'm a major fan of his. And I think that you two could have a really, really good conversation. So I looked at your work, David. I was blown away. I was blown away. David describes himself as a father, a patriot, a martial artist, a podcaster, and a freedom advocate. And I'm on part three of Cult of the Medics. I absolutely love it. I highly recommend it. David, I presume that you have written, you've produced, you've edited, you've put everything together in that, right? We're talking about a fantastic quality series here. Tell us, what inspired you to do Cult of the Medics?
Oh, thank you so much for that. First of all, Sonia, love what you do. And to Vanessa, thank you so much for the recommendation. This is great. I'm really glad that you are enjoying the series. Yeah, I poured my heart and soul into this. It's probably about 80 to 100 hours of editing alone on each chapter. And but it's been therapeutic, Sonia. It's been very good for me to have a good creative outlet, let's just say. And what it is I've been putting together this research for many, many years in combination with the great teachers that I've learned from and the many resources that I have at my disposal. And I'm really trying to distill it down into something that's watchable, that's easy to share. Mm-hmm. And also it's something that's going to ask more questions than it is going to be giving answers, because I feel like for me, it was more questions that woke me up than just getting answers to things. And the goal with those types of questions is if you ask the right questions, you can actually help people use their own logic and their own reason.
All right. So that's David. I should probably have him on, but I'll wait till I watch a couple of his videos or listen to them at least. I'm going to check him out. So that I put on shorts.fakeologist.com. Here's another Twitter. I put a lot of the tweets on the shorts because this is where people can actually see them. I don't think too many people see my tweets on Twitter. And just in case I get blown off, time to excise the WEF politicians. I think more and more people are getting a clue as to what the shadow government that's been set up all around the world, where it originates from. So Klaus Schwab is really becoming a household name in places you'd never think to become a household name. And I was saying to somebody on the weekend, Klaus Schwab should just come to Canada first and start ruling here. You should just knock our government out, put Klaus Schwab on a throne, and let him implement all his World Economic Forum post-nation state policies and see what happens. See how long he lasts here in Kanakistan. Because really, that's what's happened in Canada. We've just been taken over right down to the local level, including the city I live in. It's going to be redone in World Economic Forum Agenda 2030 goals in mind. I get emails from my city all the time talking about sustainable cities. That's all they say. Wouldn't it be interesting if he just came here and ran Canada? Just say, listen, we're putting this technocrat in. He's the grandfather of all these World Economic Forum disciples, and this is what it's really all about. You got the Pfizer guy, you got Macron, Bozo the Clown, Trudeau, Ardern, Zuckerberg, Chris Lagarde, probably a man, another man here, Pete Tedros. They're all disciples. That it really would be quite fantastic. Just come here and rule. Let's see what happens. It would be great. And there's actually a thread. Maybe it's on fakeologist.com/blog. I was going to read that out too, because I think I put a, Klaus's kids. That was it. It's kind of funny. Somebody superimposed some pictures. There's Macron, Ardern, and baby Justine. And then here's an interesting thread. You're going to see more and more of this World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. And now it's taken people 2 years. 2 years to wake up to this. Why should anyone be listening to what Klaus Schwab has to say? So here's a 23-part thread, Twitter thread. Here you go. If you're going to ask the average normie on the street, had they heard of Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or the World Economic Forum, you would be met with blank stares. They are, however, all closely intertwined. The reality is, even though the COVID quote-unquote pandemic has been going on for 2 years, Schwab, who is the public face for the World Economic Forum, is largely unknown to the general population. But why is he so important? Schwab himself is undoubtedly just a puppet on a string whilst answering to the likes of BlackRock and Vanguard, amongst others. BlackRock and Vanguard have trillions in global assets under management. Yeah, it's not all their money, but I guess in the end it will be all their money. The World Economic Forum has also partnered with the biggest multinationals in the world. Yep. And he goes on. Great Reset. Be on the tip of everyone's tongue. Schwab appeared alongside Prince Charles, Kristalina Georgieva, and Antonio Guterres. This was no ragtag assembly of insignificant people being brought together with the theme of rebuilding society and the economy following the pandemic. Oh, yes. That's what they want to build. Along with these behemoth corporations, the World Economic Forum has strategic partnerships with governments globally, including the United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand, France, and many more. I think you understand that by now. They do keep them relatively well concealed on the World Economic Forum site. Well, okay. Well, they mainly have the United Kingdom on there. Or maybe he's joking. Maybe they're right out in the open. No, he's wrong. Yeah, he's being sarcastic. They are right in the open on the site. There you go. Couple there. Why is that so hard to see? Maybe there's more to it. Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. I'll just close this. Close, close, close. All right, so let me just go back to that post. So there is a pretty cool thread. Take a peek at it. And what else? Oh, here's a good article. Thanks to Zalphalex. I think I put this, yeah, I did put this on FakoTube. Goodbye Germ Theory with William Trebbing. Dr. Kaufman is on here.
To look into the issue about germ theory, which, you know, of course, includes viruses, the scourge of the world.
Well, I think everybody's heard of Gary Noh.
Yes.
Pioneer in natural health. He wrote a book, which is classic. You know, it's a, you know, getting yourself well, or it's his big encyclopedia. He's wrote many encyclopedias, or Get Healthy Now, I think is his classic work. And he did a lecture at New York Chiropractic College, which then was in Old Brookville, New York, on Northern Boulevard, in 1982. And I was a wee lad at that time, just starting chiropractic college. I just transferred from Downstate Medical School because I didn't want to do that. And I transferred into New York Chiropractic. And 2 weeks after, Gary Noh showed up to do a lecture for all the students there. And I was just completely blown away by the information that Gary had. Young man at the time, dynamic lecturer up there talking about everything. And I just...
Right. And now Gary Noh was one of the, you know, so-called AIDS dissidents, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if it was as early as the early 80s.
As was I.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I jumped right in there with him. I mean, so Gary was my... And, you know, I went to see him, went to his office, had, you know, He mentored me like he mentored a lot of people, you know, for a period of time. He was really doing a lot of great work in New York City at the time. Of course, he has his own radio show. And so, you know, Gary was one of the originals, and then a lot of other people towards the mid to late 80s. I graduated in open practice in 1985 and have been a practicing chiropractor for 37 years. I've been a chiropractor more than half my life. So,
all right, that is really worth watching. I really enjoyed that. And again, you can subscribe to my blog here. Just put your email there and join 900 and other three people that are getting these emails. And if you want to get all my research, all the videos and books I've collected on the Vax, fake11.com/Vax, that'll bring up a an interface that you can download a little program to directly synchronize my directory with your directory. You can take all the direct, you can take all the stuff or some of the stuff. Right. Okay. All right. We have 18 people here. Thank you very much for joining me. I've gone about an hour. That's about all I like to do. I just want to give you a taste of what I'm looking at. That way you can follow up on your own research, take a look at it, see if it's something you want to do. I should go quickly take a peek at all the past donors. We've got some new donors. We don't do this for money, of course. But on the other hand, if you want to say thanks and pay it forward and help promote the site, that's the best thing. If you could share my site for free to just two or three other people, that would be great. Thanks to the current donors, the monthly donors, $10 a month, $9.11 a month, $8 a month, all you guys. The newest one is Kent W, $3.11 a month. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And a single amount, Ezza T, $33. Thank you so much. 2 days ago, Ovo Chico gave 700,000 Satoshis. Thank you so much. And all guys, I really appreciate you. And we've got a donor video where we thank the donors. We appreciate all you guys. Every year or so, we redo the list on the video, as you can see, and get your name up in the lights. Well, thank you, all you guys.
Thank you, India. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Sally.
Yeah, appreciate that. So, all you guys that donate, really appreciate it. Now, Mike in the Night never got back to me tonight. It was too bad. Well, you know why? I replied to him using my main email server. Damn it. So he probably didn't get it. I got to keep reminding myself to switch to the Gmail server. So let's see if he comes back tomorrow. And I think he does Mike in the Night on Wednesdays. So maybe he could show up tomorrow. That would be good. Yeah, I like. I want to promote people that I think are on the right track, and get you guys looking at stuff that I think will set you straight. So there's the slide there. If you like tonight's show, fakeologist.com/donate, and really thank everyone for joining, and try and stay sane. We're gonna keep going. This thing is gonna keep going in Kanuckistan. Have a good eye on Kanuckistan, because this is the way your country's going next. Hate to tell you. But on the other hand, at least you'll know what's happening. Digital passport, that's what it's all about. And resetting the currency. And putting in the biosecurity to keep everyone in place. Because the last thing they want you doing is running around causing havoc. That's the plan. So we should see you tomorrow back. It is Sunday, February 13th, 2022. Fakeologist signing out. Good night.